get out there and holler real loud. Just one way of hollering that they know who you are. And I sold a 6-head of horses one time to an old boy that come in here, the veterinarian. And he took them out here and got one of them hurt, of course. And he was going to leave here, and he wanted to know if he could take the horses. I said, yep, you pay for them, you can take them. Well, he said, I can't pay for them. I said, well, you better leave them here then. He says, if I'll just give them back to you, will that be all right? I said, yep, you got everything together that you got with them. And he said, okay, and so he had everything, give it back to me. And I went out to the field he had them in down there on 80 acres, I think, so pretty well grown up. Went out there to get them one evening, and I just went out there and hollered like I always did. Boy, them things come out of the woods there, they know who was hollering.
Have you ever heard, if people were plowing the field with mules or something like that, they'd call to them to get them to turn?
He and Hall? Yeah, he had little old mule, didn't need no line to him down there. Fire him without any line.
Which was which, G and Hall?
Right to G, left to Hall.
You mentioned the plow line. What about the things that you guided the horse with when you were riding?
That's plow line. Oh, that's the reins.
Say if talking about riding a horse, if you wanted to get him started, what would you say to him to get him started?
Usually wouldn't say nothing, just kick him.
Kick him?
Yeah, if you got usually rode spurs, and all you had to do was touch him. I've had a few run away with me too.
Is that right? What did you do?
Just done the best you could to get him stopped. Tried to hold him. I had a friend that bronc rider down in Texas, and he come in here and he lived out across the road. He's 3 foot now, he's pretty old, but he's a regular bronc buster. He come up there one time, he rode this horse I told you showed me.
Mm-hmm.
And he rode this mare run away with me. He rode her one night going home, and I kicked the horse he's riding. I was going to run, and she got started and wouldn't stop. He couldn't hold her. He just had a long line there, and he wrapped that around his hand and just stepped off of her and just turned her a somersault. He never did have no trouble stopping her after that. Just make out like he's going to get off.
What would you say to the horse if you wanted him to stop?
Who? Get up where we want to go.
Get up, yeah.
Driving.
Have you ever heard people call to the pigs when they feed them?
Oh yeah, calling hogs. Yeah, some of them, they have them hog calling contest every year. Whoo, pig, toy, toy.
Does that mean come here?
Yeah, come here, hogs. Whoo, toy.
I wonder if you, I guess you could hear them pretty long ways.
Yeah. In training dogs, you have a dog whistle that don't make no noise. You know, they can hear it, but you won't make no noise.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call to the chickens when they feed them?
Yeah. Chick, 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 chick.
Mm-hmm.
I never did do much of that, but my wife flew with a bunch of chickens a time or two down here when we was first married here in town. I picked up a pretty good place for to keep them in. The wolf rats got in there on them little chickens,
Is that right?
I got most of them. We picked a place that's rat-proof. Big old white rock chickens.
Mm-hmm. I don't guess you've ever heard any calls to sheep.
No. Oh, anyway, I'd call them. Never heard them. Goats either. I don't know how they call them. Just make a racket about all you have to do if you're hungry.